Halloween, the time of year when cubs everywhere get excited to go trawling for candy in their favorite costumes. This would be the first year little Robbie would get to go out on his own for the night, and he was super excited. Sure, it wasn't really on his own. There would be friends and their parents, but it was still something he couldn't wait for. He squirmed a bit as his daddy slipped him into a nice, comfy Mickey Mouse diaper. There seemed to be some extra padding on it, which was a bit unusual, but Robbie quickly ignored this as everything was finished up. "All right, there we go. Let's hope you can stay dry for the night, hmm?" Daddy ruffled his hair and sent the boy on his way to his room. Robbie nearly jumped with joy as he took his pirate costume out of the closet and started clumsily putting it on, scattering the pieces of it everywhere. First the pants, then the striped shirt and vest. "Robbie," his dad called, "it's going to be bedtime by the time you're done dressing." "Sorry, Daddy," Robbie called back. He finished getting dressed and rushed back out to the living room. He smiled as he saw his daddy in an awesome vampire costume, complete with a fancy cape and sharp, scary teeth, kneeling down to adjust his shoes. As Robbie came up, he surveyed his son and laughed a bit, helping the cub fix his sloppy vest and bandana. "Look at you, Scourge of the Seven Seas! Are you ready to go searching for candy?" "Yeah! You look super awesome, Daddy. It's too bad we can't go together." I'll be just fine here, giving candy out to everyone. And speaking of which..." He reached for Robbie's candy bucket, a typical and cute plastic pumpkin, and handed it to the boy. "You need to go have a big adventure of your own. Get all the candy you can eat." Last-minute adjustments. The sun was just about set, and the excited cries of kids outside started growing. Robbie was taken to the door and given a hug and a kiss. "Now I want you home by 8, all right? Do you have your watch?" "Oh, no, I'll go grab it." A dash to the room and back, and Daddy sighed as he helped Robbie fasten the little toy watch to his wrist. "I told you to keep this with you all the time, Robbie. Make sure to remember next time. Now you have 2 good hours of trick-or-treating with everyone. I want you back at 8 before it gets really dark, and we can have some candy and watch that movie you wanted to see, okay?" "Yeah, of course, Daddy." Robbie planted an enthusiastic kiss on his daddy's lips before running to the door once more. "I'll be extra careful and stay with everyone. Good boy. Have a good time." Robbie raced outside, waving goodbye to his daddy, and waddled down to the front lawn. His pants bulged from his diaper shifting as he headed down the street, already aching to visit the first available house, and some older kids and adults noticed this and giggled a bit. Nothing cuter than a pup in a diaper chasing after some candy. The night was pretty fresh, not too cold or hot, and the last rays from the sun melding with the awakening streetlights gave the perfect trick-or-treating lighting. Kids of all ages crowded the neighborhood, dashing from house to house, across lawns, sometimes blasting through other groups just to get candy. The area was fairly upper-middle class, and so full-sized bars and other candies were often the norm, drawing many families to come gather as much loot as they could. Robbie had a wonderful time getting as much plunder as he could, playing with various friends and classmates from school also in the area. The night was fantastically fun, and Robbie's basket was definitely starting to get a bit heavy. As things wound on, the neighborhood started thinning out as all the houses had been visited, and cubs started getting rather sleepy. Late-night running around was good for wearing out your kids, but Robbie was still pretty energetic. He definitely hadn't had a few bars to eat already, and decided to visit just a few more houses before heading home. It would only take a few minutes. He had plenty of time. 7:35 p.m. The next two houses were short on candy, and he didn't get anything too good. Some yucky candy corn and boring sweet tarts. Maybe the house on the corner would have something good. It was the only house he had yet to visit. Knock, knock. A well-toned adult Arcanine answered the door, grinning down at the young pirate pup bouncing excitedly on his porch. "Oh, he... trick or treat!" Robbie shouted, thrusting his overflowing basket forward. "Ha ha ha, aren't you cute? What's your name?" "Robbie!" He smiled. This guy was nice. He recalled seeing him around a few times before. He was bound to have some good stuff on him. "Well, it's getting pretty late, Robbie. Are your parents with you?" "No, this is my first time out on my own." "Ah, a big boy, aren't you? That's great." The Arcanine took a step outside and took a survey of the neighborhood. The street was fairly empty, and most of the other kids were moving on. "Well, my name's Reth. Nice to meet you." "Nice to meet you too, Mr. Reth." Robbie smiled. When was he going to pull out the candy? "Listen, I think you're going to be my last customer tonight. Boys like you should be getting ready for bed soon. How about you come inside for a bit and I'll give you the very best candy I have?" That sounded perfectly reasonable. Robbie nodded and followed Reth inside, bouncing into the living room as Reth locked the door behind them and turned the porch light off. He grinned as he followed the young cub into the living room. This was definitely easy pickings. The kid seemed agreeable and excitable, just the way he liked them. "All right, Robbie, let's calm down just a bit. Before I can give you some candy, I have a different sort of treat for you. Mind hanging out with me for just a bit?" "Oh, sure." Robbie hesitantly glanced at his watch. There was enough time for some hanging out. He sat down on the couch with Reth and gasped a bit as the older canine suddenly pulled him into a hug, nosing the boy's neck.
Oh, you smell pretty nice, Robbie. How old are you?"
7.
Hey, a big boy, hmm?"
He groped Robbie's crotch, enjoying the crinkling sound of his diaper. "Still in diapers, though, it seems. Staying dry tonight?"
"Definitely."
Robbie leaned into the hug, enjoying the fondling and extra attention. He loved when grown-ups touched him this way, especially his daddy. "Do you want to touch my wiener, mister?" "Huh?" "Well, usually grown-ups hug me a lot when they want to touch my wiener and stuff." Robbie moved to pull his pants down. "If you want to see it." Reth blinked in disbelief. What else do adults like to do with you?" "Oh, well, my daddy makes me suck on his wiener a lot. He's a lot bigger than me, though, and it can be hard. He says it builds character, though. I think I'm getting pretty good at it." A kid who is a dick-sucking champ? "Say, why don't you give my wiener a little treatment? I'm sure it would love to have a cutie like you licking all over it." "Well, would he have enough time for that? If you do, I'll give you all the candy you want."
"Oh, sure thing, Mr. Reth."
He definitely had time. He eagerly laid down on Reth's lap and waited for him to undo his belt and pants, pulling it down to reveal a nice 8-inch cock already hard and slick with pre. The thought of such a cute kid ready to choke on his dick was making Reth very horny, and he gasped as Robbie took his tool and gave it a few big licks. It was fairly sweaty and musky, twitching with excitement as Robbie ran his warm tongue all over it and eventually took it into his mouth, causing Reth to flinch just a bit. "Damn, kid!" It didn't taste too bad, definitely a bit saltier than his daddy's wiener. He swirled his tongue around the foreskin and sucked on the tip hard. His daddy liked that a lot, and almost choked as Reth bucked into his mouth. He seemed to be enjoying it already. How nice. Robbie continued sucking vigorously. He wondered how much candy he'd get out of this. A whole bucket, maybe. Reth reached down the puppy's pants and groped his diaper a bit before slipping his hand underneath and feeling the boy's perky and plush ass. Cub butts were definitely some of the best butts in existence. He groaned as Robbie worked his shaft with an amazingly expert tongue and pushed his hand further down to find the boy's taut hole. The boy's ass was fairly sweaty and cramped in the poofy diaper, making his hole a bit slick already. He hesitantly pushed a finger in, marveling at Robbie's lack of a reaction and how stretchy he was down there. This kid no doubt got dicked fairly often. He'd have to get in on that sometime. "Ha, you've got a real good mouth, huh?" Reth growled. "Practice a lot?" Robbie mumbled around the meat in his mouth before pulling it out for just a second. "My daddy and his friends always like playing around with me." "Really? That's pretty damn impressive." He pulled his finger out of the boy's ass and gave it a nice sniff, savoring the young musky scent. "You sure are a clean boy, too." "My daddy says all cubs should be good at doing this kind of stuff." Slurp, slurp. "So I gotta stay clean and do my best." "Nice, nice. Just keep sucking." A kid with such a stretchy, clean ass was definitely an amazing catch. If he was lucky, he'd have lots of cub fucking in his future. Robbie continued deep-throating the Arcanine's cock, enjoying the playful fingering he was receiving from behind. He'd had his butt played with a lot, and he didn't really mind it. When he had to be plugged up, though, Reth started fingering Robbie more roughly, gasping as he started getting close. This kid was absolutely wild. He'd have to... definitely have to. "Ugh, here it comes, kid. Swallow it all and I'll give you lots of candy." "Candy!" Robbie nodded and sucked harder, swirling his tongue around the tip and taking it all the way to the base, just like he'd been taught. Eventually, the familiar twitch came and hot arcanine seed burst into his mouth. He sputtered a bit as Reth pushed his head down with his other hand, but managed to swallow every last yummy drop. Reth barely had time to recover before Robbie was sitting up, cum dripping from his maw and eyes shining with excitement. "Can I have the candy now?" "Fuck! Of course, kid. Just give me a second." "Yay!" Robbie cheered. He hopped off the couch and retrieved his candy bucket,
patiently waiting for Reth to come down from his high and tuck his spent dick back into his pants. The Arcanine heaved himself up and led the boy into the kitchen, where a giant bowl of various bars and packages sat. "All right, pick whatever you'd like." Robbie tore through the bowl like a rabid animal, picking all the best bars and candies he could find and squeezing them into his bucket as best as he could. Reth watched this energetic display with a smile, feeling himself grow hard again. This kid was one of the most adorable cubs he'd ever met, cheerful and eager to... "Oh, no!" Robbie looked at the watch on his wrist. 7:55 p.m. He had to get home right away. "What's wrong? Ah, it's almost 8, huh? You should be getting home. I think that's enough candy for you."
Yeah.
He snatched another Snickers bar and followed Reth to the front door. "Thanks for all the candy, mister."
"Heh, no problem. Stop by again sometime. I'll give you lots more candy the next time you come. How does that sound?"
More candy? That sounded like a dream come true, but the fear of being home late spurred Robbie past any lingering excitement. He bid farewell to Reth and ran out of the house and down the street, struggling to remember which way to go to get home. Reth's house was on the very edge of his neighborhood, and he hadn't really been over here by himself too often. Which street? After getting turned around several times, mostly from it being a bit too dark, Robbie finally made it onto his street, panting from exhaustion as he rushed up his porch steps. The front door opened right as he touched the doorknob, and his daddy stood there looking a bit angry.
"There you are! It's almost 8:10! I was about to come looking for you!"
Daddy looked rather angry, and Robbie meekly went inside and set his candy down on the kitchen table. It was so full that quite a bit spilled out and tumbled onto the floor.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I don't want to hear it. You know full well it's not safe to be out so late, and you promised to be home at 8 on the dot. Not really a good start to your first night on your own.
But, come here, Robbie." Primal fear began to well up in the boy as Daddy sat down on a chair and beckoned to him. He came over hesitantly and cried out as he was pulled over onto his daddy's lap.
I'm sorry. I'll be on time next time."
"I'm sure you will, but you know what happens to naughty cubs who break their promises. I hope that little extra candy you got was worth it." Pants were pulled down and the diaper was unfastened.
"Smack!" Robbie whimpered as his father smacked his bare butt hard, scolding him once more. "If I set a curfew for you, I expect it to be met. If I can't trust you, then you definitely won't be going out on your own next time."
Smack! Smack! The poor pup started sobbing as his father spanked him harder, one strike for each minute he was late. His cute butt was soon very red from the force of the strikes, and snot and tears dirtied his face as he cried from the pain.
Smack! Smack! Smack!
Each strike shocked Robbie so much that he started to pee a little, and soon a burning sensation started building up in his diaper, causing him to cry even more. His daddy spanked him relentlessly, eventually just going over 10 strikes and beating his ass until it looked appropriately red and swollen. When it was over, Daddy pulled his blubbering mess of a son up to his feet and observed him. He was crying hard, and left overcome from his adventure was dribbling down the side of his maw.
"What's this? Huh?" Robbie choked. "Is this cum? What were you up to out there?"
A nice man, Mr. Reth. He invited me inside."
Daddy shook his head. "So that's why you were late, eh? Messing around with strangers?"
"That's a whole other lesson we have to go over, it seems. I guess there'll be no movie tonight."
I'm sorry, Daddy. I know you're sorry, but it's still important to learn these things. Come on, let's go upstairs."
He hefted the boy up into his arms. "Sorry isn't any excuse. You're definitely getting plugged up tonight." Robbie cried harder as they went up to the bedroom. Not the plugs. They were too big for his poor butt and hurt a lot, and his daddy no doubt had further spankings planned if he didn't take them well. Up in the bedroom, Daddy pulled down his diaper to reveal his rather red and sore bottom and crotch. Now exposed to air, the burning sensation increased. Robbie hissed a bit in pain, still sniffling as his daddy looked over his handiwork. "It seems you ended up wetting yourself. I'm glad these new pads seem to work."
"Pee pads?"
"That's right. They're called Burn and Learns." A hand softly groped his sore butt. "A friend recommended them to me. The more you pee in them, the more they burn, and you'll have to quickly learn the right time to use the potty if you don't want to be sore all the time."
"Oh, eh.
Well, if you also start learning how to come home on time, I might consider getting rid of them. It's a nice little surprise, I'm sure. Now let's get you plugged up for the night." It was so hard for poor Robbie to sleep that night. Tormented by pains of the large butt plug in his hole and the still active Burn and Learns pressing against his caged cock.
His daddy had strapped him to the bed so that he was laying on his belly, making the whole situation unbearably uncomfy. He let out small whimpers as he wet himself again, later on in the night, and the growing warmth stung terribly. What kind of evil torture was this? He'd have to make sure to be extra good tomorrow. He might not be able to eat any of his candy, and he had worked so hard for it. If he hadn't spent so much time playing with that nice man, Reth, he wouldn't be in trouble now. The next morning, Robbie sat with his daddy in the living room. He was naked except for his poofy and soggy diaper, and he squirmed from the fading burn still enveloping his lower area. His daddy wasn't going to change him until this movie was over, and it was awful hard to focus on Jack Skellington singing with the pain and tightness. The most painful part, though, was the crunching as Daddy ate Robbie's candy, casually unwrapping bar after bar, taking most of the best bits for himself. How awful. Maybe he'd end up getting some candy in the end, though. He just had to be a good boy, like always.